Good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Blue Snakes and Banjos with me, Bob Hust, and my co-host,
Bill Thompson.
Hey, Bill, it's been a while.
It's been a while, but you were so smooth on the takeoff today, Bob. You had all the buttons pushed correctly, and I'm telling you, in a matter of 3 weeks, you've turned into a studio wizard.
Yeah, well, I know how to step up.
Too much fun. Don't you
It's good to be back. 3 weeks away from the microphone, and Bob. Bob was here for the first 2 weeks, holding down the fort on Blue Snakes and Banjos. But it's great. And so,
hey, thanks for giving me the props on pushing the right button, and then I pushed the wrong button to
absolutely
start the show.
Well, that's exactly what you would expect.
I didn't want you to feel bad.
You had been here, but we just started off the show with three straight songs, mainly because we can do that because the cleaning crew finished early.
Way to go, Ola. Thank you.
Thank you very much. But so I'm going to devote my part of the show tonight to the music I saw over the past 3 weeks. And we kicked it off on the highest note of that, which is a smorgasbord of the Mastersons, the Whitmore Sisters, and Bonnie Whitmore. The Mastersons, I'm sure that regular listeners and music aficionados know, are made up of Chris Masterson, the guitar player, and his wife, Eleanor Whitmore. They are also the backbone of Steve Earle's Dukes, and have been for many years. But their side project, the Mastersons, four great albums over the past 10 years. This year, Eleanor Whitmore released an album with her sister, Bonnie Whitmore, who is an accomplished musician in her own right, having played with Hayes Carl and James McMurtry and all the Texas people, Willie Nelson, all these people. And so they're out as a trio touring behind the Whitmore Sisters album, Ghost Stories, which is basically my favorite album of this year after the first 3 months. It's just delightful. And we started off the set tonight with Ricky, one of the songs from Ghost Stories. And then after that, from Bonnie Whitmore's 2020 solo album, Last Will and Testament, we heard the title track. And then we wrapped up the first set with Good Luck Charm, also the title song from the Mastersons' 2015 record, which they closed the show with in their not exactly a homage, but in their support of the Ukrainian people in the war effort. I don't think I've been in the studio since war broke out in Europe at that point. So we have lots of things to get to tonight, but we're going to start off with music.
I'm wearing my Zelensky outfit tonight.
I'm sorry, you're what?
I'm wearing my Zelensky outfit tonight.
Your Zelensky outfit. I mean, does this guy, you know, just show the world what a leader should be or what? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'm sure you noted today that the former president of the United States rescinded his endorsement of insurrectionist Mo Brooks because he's backed off the false election claim.
I saw that. Oh, God.
So what am I Mo's going to regret this.
What am I supposed to do with that? Do I want Mo to go down to defeat to an even nuttier opponent? Or, he won by like 44 points. I don't think even the lack of an orange endorsement is going to hurt him.
We'll see.
I don't know. He's getting too
big. You know, again, what state is better served with Senators Mo Brooks and Tommy Tuberville? You know,
he governs like he coaches.
Where you go. Way to go, Alabama.
Yeah, you got a wheel in the ditch. Hey.
So what did I miss, Bob?
Oh, I don't know. I found a new restaurant place down in the Outer Banks called Biscuits and Porn. Neither the half of the crack research team nor I wanted to go in there, and it wasn't just because we'd already had brunch.
Breakfast, yeah.
But it was certainly an interesting concept.
Well, again, anyone who's driven along Interstate 75 over the years, let alone the side roads of any of the southern states, are used to gigantic billboards of party stores,
right?
Toy stores, whatever it may be, you know, stop in. I wonder if the Freedom Convoy stopped along the way.
Biscuits and Porn. Is it a chain?
From California to Washington, D.C. Okay, we're fighting for freedom. Just a minute.
We're not sure what for, by the way. Let's get some biscuits and porn and figure it out. Oh, Lord. I don't know. But it was that was one of the highlights of the trip. Yeah. The real highlight of the trip, though, damn it, was we found a whale tooth.
Wow. Wow.
Under our house.
Oh, okay.
Our house is like 8-10 feet off the ground. Mm-hmm. It sits on a marsh on the Sound, which has access to the ocean. There are sperm whale and pygmy sperm whale both in the Outer Banks at various times of the year. Vicky found this object under the house. The part of the tooth that would fit into the gum looked almost like wood, and then the rest of it kind of looked like an antler, but then when you get out to the tip of it, it looks like a tooth.
Wow.
And it's really cool, and then that led to a whole bunch. First, we didn't know what it was. Then we did research. We found out what it was, talked to a bunch of people. Sperm whale get to be 70 feet long.
Wow.
And their mouth is a third of their length.
Jeez.
And they only have teeth on the bottom. And on the top, they have sockets that match their teeth. So when their mouth closes, the teeth go into the socket.
Hmm.
We have no idea how long this tooth has been in the water. Sure. It looks like it could have been in the water for a long, long, long time. Hmm. But who knows?
There's a lot of history under your house.
So now we got some magic. We got whale tooth magic.
Absolutely.
We're pretty excited.
That's a wonderful story.
Yeah.
Actually, I was asking about how the show was while I was
going. Oh, the show. I did it. It was good. It rocked.
I listened to it whenever I could.
We got a new listener. Joel in Seoul was our new listener.
I'm sorry?
Joel in Seoul, Korea.
Joel in Seoul. Yeah.
Is our new guy.
Well, then there's also our new friend who is not related to the other Westwood people as well. I don't have the name.
Oh, yeah.
Right at the
guy who moved from San Francisco.
No, the woman who, I don't know about the guy who moved from San Francisco.
Yeah, was that why you were gone? A guy moved from San Francisco, moved to the West Side, called in, likes the show.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not out in the deck with Lynn, Ray?
No, not yet. I said, how'd you pick the West Side, dude? And I mean that with all due respect.
My
own roots are from there. And he said, "Well, I didn't really appreciate all the nuances." But he actually likes it, though. He wasn't critical.
Well, yeah, I would.
I mean, the prices are unbelievable. Right. I think he bought the entire West Side when he sold his 800-square-foot condo in San Francisco. But
exactly. We have so much to talk about. I found out more about was I here? Was the Super Bowl over before I left?
I don't remember.
And I had told the story about Ja'Marr Chase after he was drafted coming to town and staying at Burrow's house and walking up and
tell us that.
Knocking on doors saying, "I have plenty of money. I'd like to buy your house." Well, apparently he didn't end up next to Burrow, as it turns out. I have new intel that says he's 11 houses away on some kind of huge cul-de-sac or something
like
that.
That's probably good for a long-term relationship.
Yeah, I think so. And this, the new right tackle is an LSU guy, too.
I know.
So, you know.
We're lousy with Cajun Tigers.
We'll have a sports segment at some point where we can talk about the ascending Cincinnati Bengals, and then I'll make fun of your Cincinnati Reds.
Who? I'm in serious. You don't want to get me gone. I enjoyed the lockout so much because there was no bad news.
I know.
Then the lockout was over, and within 5 minutes, there was incredible bad news across the board.
There you go. But let's this get is a radio show.
And it's not a sports talk show.
That's right.
Hey, you know I like birthdays.
I do know you do.
It's Jimmy Miller's birthday. Who, you ask? Jimmy Miller, the famous Rolling Stones producer who unfortunately passed away back in 1994 at the age of 52.
Was he also the piano player on
many songs?
Okay, yeah.
And he played didn't he play some drums on the end of Tumbling Dice?
He might have.
But he'd be 80 today if he had.
80. Did he pass away? I'm sorry.
94.
94. At age 52. 20. Man, that's 28 years ago.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So the four albums that he produced for the Rolling Stones are Beggar's
Sweet
Banquet,
Spot,
Exile on Main Street, Sticky Fingers, and then Emotional Rest. Or no, Goat's Head Soup.
Okay.
So I thought I'd just play a cut from each of those, the first three of those albums, because, hey, why not?
They're the part of the greatest streak in history.
Here we go. Jimmy Miller, happy birthday. Yeah.
Thank you.
lucky for all of you, we got our sports talk done off the air. I think that
some of it will seep into the live feed going forward.
The takeaway I got from that, the headline is, Bill is more bullish than I am on the Reds.
More bullish than I've been in years on the Reds.
So
we'll see how good the players. But going into last season, I had no idea who Jonathan India or Tyler Stevenson were. And who were their two best players last year at the end of the year when Castellanos and Winker were, you know, disabled or whatever?
Suarez, probably. He hit, what, 10 homers in September?
Well, again, and that's fine, and that's great. But he wasn't playing for $350,000.
Wow. Like, and, yes, and that money that they have saved is going in ownership's pocket.
We'll see.
They're not losing money.
We'll see.
They didn't lose money last year, and they're not losing it this year.
Understood.
Anyway, so. But, hey, back to the music. Good to see. And that was just the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen. So, anyway, happy birthday, Jimmy Miller. We heard three Stones cuts from three of their greatest albums all right in a row, all produced by Jimmy Miller. We started with Parachute Woman from Beggar's Banquet, followed up with Casino Boogie from Exile on Main Street, and Sway from Sticky Fingers. He didn't produce Let It Bleed, did he?
I don't know, but we'll check it out in the next segment, and we'll report back to you at that point.
Right.
So, but yeah, no. And again, I think he was one of the guys. Jimmy Miller and Andrew Lou Goldham and the team, they were the squad before there was a squad surrounding these guys. And if you've read any Rolling Stones biographies, good ones and bad ones alike, Miller and Oldham and those guys were, you know, while everybody else was off repopulating the earth and keeping drug dealers in mansions, these guys are holding down the fort, making sure that the music genius was transferred to acetate or whatever during that point. But what was interesting, this week, speaking of the Rolling Stones, Keith Richards came out and said, Eric Clapton's a nitwit.
I love it.
Which was great. But the other thing is that Steve Jordan apparently is replacing Charlie Watts.
Right.
Not that Charlie Watts can be replaced. I'm not suggesting that whatsoever. But if you have a rock and roll band and you have Steve Jordan as your drummer, you're in pretty good shape. Those of you who don't know Steve Jordan, he is a drummer extraordinaire. He was the original Late Show with David Letterman band drummer. He has his own band with his wife called The Verbs. And there is a just a lot of information out there about Steve Jordan. So the drum seat in the Rolling Stones is in good hands.
Yeah, he was Charlie Watts' hand-picked successor.
Was he? Okay. And he was in the – but I think he's also the drummer for the Expensive Winos.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was.
So at that point. So that's great. We're happy to hear that. So it's 6:35, and the reason I know it's 6:35 is because I have a handmade numeral over the clock, which doesn't – you know what, Bob? We'll never have to do this again, though.
No, we have to always do it.
Oh, that's right. Well, unless we figure out how to reset it.
I don't know. It's an atomic clock. I think we're going to have to ask Vladimir Putin.
It's like an LED light that you can't replace the bulb or something?
No, it's like connected to a satellite or something.
Oh, okay. So won't they reset the satellites, recover the satellites?
The satellites.
According to Adam Duritz.
They're global.
Anyway, 6:36, you're listening to Blue Snakes and Banjos. My name is Bill Thompson, first time in the studio in 3 weeks. Thrilled to be here with my partner and longtime compadre, Bob Hust.
Howdy.
And we put up a couple over the it's not like we weren't working, or I wasn't working over the past 3 weeks. I was doing research at the Southgate House, at the Aronoff Center, at Music Hall, on the Spotify, all kinds of things. While Bob was holding down the fort the first 2 weeks here, avoiding the suits when the board meeting took place and trying to work the, you know, this isn't an easy operation folks. You got to have like four hands to push all the buttons and talk at the same time.
We don't have a producer.
And take it from me, I have enough trouble talking when I'm thinking about talking, let alone doing anything else. So I admire my partner in pulling this off. But while I was gone, you heard that my favorite show of the past 3 weeks was the Whitmore family at the Southgate House. It actually started off 3 weeks ago tonight when I went to the Music Resource Center, this great operation in Walnut Hills, East Walnut Hills, where kids can play music, learn about music and everything. There was a wonderful story in the Business Courier about 3 weeks ago. They had a sampler, and I'll tell you, the kids are all right. The music of tomorrow is in good hands with some of these kids. As a matter of fact, they posted a story or a blurb yesterday that one of the kids who performed at this music sampler on March 2nd was accepted to Berklee School of Music in Boston.
Wow.
And so that's quite a feather in their cap. My guess is that's not the first one. But if you're interested in that, I would go to the Cincinnati Business Courier, read this wonderful story, and then mark May 11th, which is the second Wednesday in May, and you can go visit there. It's free show. It'll make your heart feel warm, your soul feel good. It's the Music Resource Center in East Walnut Hills. But I don't have any music to play from those guys. They do have their own station, and you can find out more about that there. But what I do have are some tunes from the Broadway series show that's playing at the Aronoff Center now called Ain't Too Proud, The Story of the Temptations. And it's not just a jukebox musical like many things, but this around a wonderful soundtrack, as you can imagine. It tells the story from the perspective of founder Otis Williams and the ups and downs and the over the thing. So I'll just say this. There were many tidbits that were fascinating, but over the years, and it would be more than 60 years at this point, there have been 24 different members of the Temptations, and they're still out there and getting her done these days. So here's three.
Great googly moogly.
I know. Three classic hits from the Temptations, one of the vanguard of the Motown sound.
Feel the way that you do. You're alright. Whenever I'm asked who makes my dreams real, I say that you do. You're out of sight. So be by, boom, boom. Look out, baby, because here I come. And I'm bringing you a love that's true. So get ready. So get ready. I'm gonna try to make you love me too. You're gone.
moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free.
Rap on, brother, rap on.
The only person talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation. Walking around with their heads in the sky. Cities aflame in the summertime.
No, the beat goes on.
Evolution, revolution, gun control, the sound of soul. Shooting rockets to the moon, kids going up to zoom. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
Rising fast, the Beatles' new records of gas.
And the only safe place to live is on an Indian reservation.
And the band played on.
Eve of destruction, tax deduction.
City inspectors, bill collectors.
Outlawed in the man, population out of hand.
Suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hill. People all over the world are shouting in the war.
And the band played on.
Cause I wanna keep you any way I can. Ain't too proud to
from walking out that door. Ain't too proud to be, it's you know. Don't need me, girl. Ain't too proud to be.
Anybody who was drawing breath and over the age of 10 in the 1960s will remember those songs. Started off with Get Ready from the Gettin' Ready album of 1966 by the Temptations. Then they're in their second period, their psychedelic period. And there's That's a great thing in the play talking about the I wouldn't exactly call it a showdown with Berry Gordy, but it was Norman Whitfield who wrote Ball of Confusion, who wrote Psychedelic Shack. Is that it?
Yeah.
And Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. Not Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. What's the one with Papa? Is there a Papa?
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Papa was a Rolling Stone. I'm only a week removed from this. I can't even remember the songs. But it was fascinating because their attempt to keep up with the times. I mean, and all of this is kind of like in the shadow of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, which is hard to live up to at the time period and stuff. But I think they did a pretty good job of it.
Oh,
at
absolutely.
That point, you know,
I can't get next to you.
You know, all of that.
I love that whole psychedelic period. Of
right. Matters. Yeah. And then the last one was again from 66 from their self-titled Temptations album, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, which was the name of the Broadway series production at the Aronoff Center. If you like Motown, and one of the conversations with a big Motown fan, Janine Thompson, during intermission and after the show was, why don't you get another show and just play Motown songs, which is not a bad idea.
No.
You could do it for years and be entertaining for a couple hours a week for many, many years. And it was great. So this was basically the soundtrack to my junior high through beginning of high school years. And I'm a proud member of Motown Nation and would encourage anybody to see the play that's going on, I think, for at least another week down at the Aronoff Center. So before you buy your ticket to that, however, and I don't know how much they cost, remember that it's also the beginning of WAIF's Spring Memberthon.
Really?
Which we celebrate 12 months of the year.
Well, 6 months of the year. The other 6 months is the fall memberthon.
Sorry. I forgot the nuance between spring and fall.
There's one weekend in August that it's neither, but the other 363 days of the year we got it covered.
And we try to, you know, we don't try to beat you over the head.
We don't flog like our memberthon
that
too much.
But we have, and they posted the results of last fall's memberthon on the board. We covered the amount of money that we're supposed to bring in, which is great. We're not asking to be number one. As a matter of fact, I'm not. You know, there's a whole lot of shows 7 days a week, 24 hours a day at this place. It would be nice to be in the top 50 or so.
It is kind of humiliating.
To see that people, you know, raise thousands of dollars twice a year, and, you know, we're making our little
I
$300, $400.
I like to think it's more our listeners' fault
you
than
think?
Ours. Yeah.
Well, I mean, our core listeners are great. Plus, we have at least two new listeners who contributed.
Right.
So we'd like to thank everybody who does, including the core group. Now, you know, in a small token of appreciation, we're holding a fundraiser at Boswell's in Northside in 3 weeks, April 13th.
3 weeks, April 13th. 6 to 8, Wednesday night.
6 to 8 during the show. We'll try. I may do some reconnaissance, go out there, sweet talk the wonderful people who ran the place.
Oh, it's great.
They were great, wonderful folks. Barmaids and waitresses were there. So Maybe they'll put the show on the soundtrack, over the
Do we
PA
know
system.
Which rerun it'll be?
Well, I think it's...
Is it our reunion show from May of 21?
Did they put a new one up?
I don't know.
I didn't listen last week. Hey, listen, folks, it's more than 8 years into this at this point. I'm lucky to
we
get up
lives,
in the morning.
Okay?
I know, that's right. But anyway, everybody's invited. Come out to Boswell's.
We'll bring the forms.
Blue Creek Drive, Blue Creek Road.
Blue Rock.
Blue Creek, Blue Rock, yeah. Blue Rock Creek.
Blue Rock and Banjos.
We'll rename it for one.
It's night. Right near Bonamani Money Meeny Money Bakery.
You know, the Bonamani Bakery, which suffered a devastating, setback when one of the brothers who ran the place died of COVID and the other brother was hospitalized with COVID last year at one point, is now back to the point where they're open Fridays and Saturdays for but only 2 days a week.
They're only open 2 days a week.
Yeah. But because, again, I don't know how many, what the future of the Bonamini Bakery is. It's a great bakery.
Fantastic.
And but Boswell's is a great joint. I mean, it's an old joint.
I love it.
It's not a hipster bar or anything like that.
Except when we're there.
Yeah, the 70-year-old hipsters who are at Boswell's on a Wednesday night. That's right.
Here they come.
It's the hippest place to be. But it was certainly, I don't know what my expectations of the joint were, but it was great.
I've been there many times.
I haven't been there. I know you have been, but
I live in the neighborhood.
Yeah, well.
Sort of, kind of.
Your dad made frequent stops. I can't take everybody to the Pickle VFW or American Legion halls where my dad drank.
Maybe we should have it at Knowlton's or Junkers instead.
That afternoon at Junkers with you was eye-opening.
That was Knowlton's we went to.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Junkers is even seedier.
Yeah, that's hard to believe, isn't it?
But it's got a nice, friendly vibe.
Well, it's interesting because,
Junkers has a nice, friendly vibe.
The Neighborhood Tavern, I think, is it a viable?
In Northside, it is.
Well, maybe it is. Maybe in Price Hill, it is, too. And certainly Crowley's was on last Thursday on St. Patrick's Day.
And on Bengal Sundays,
that's right. But anyway, let me just tell you the best way to pledge money to hear, and then we'll get back to the music. The easiest way to do it is go to the website, waifradio.org. On there is a donate button. Somehow or another, you navigate that through the PayPal, through the credit card, whatever, and get the words Blue Snakes and Banjos, squeeze them in there somehow. The easiest way to do this, if you have a checkbook, and my guess most of our 70-year-old hipster brothers still do, write that check to WAIF and mail it to 1434 East McMillan Street, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45206, and write Blue Snakes and Banjos in the memo line.
Or bring it to with you.
Bring your checkbook. Make sure you have a full complement of checks.
And we'll have the forms.
And we will have the forms. That's right. Hell, we'll sit them on the bar, and everybody can fill one out. That night. So mark your calendar, April 13th, Boswell's, 6 to 8 p.m. We look forward to meeting you if we don't know you. And because the first time we met three people, I had met two of them, barely remembered them, and they didn't remember me at all. And then we met the third one as well.
And I had talked many times to Ernie, but I'd never met him in person. I feel like he's we're brothers.
Absolutely. We've talked to him many times.
I totally bond with him.
I
love Ernie.
52 times last year.
Except for when one of us is by ourselves and we have too many buttons to push. I felt terrible. That's the thing, Bill. When you were here, like, people were calling, and I'm like begging for mercy because I'm like, I can't do all this. I'm not capable, but I appreciate people calling.
We do appreciate it. We appreciate, even more than calling, we really appreciate
the money.
Them listening. you know, you don't have to pay for this. So I was in the middle of a text. I should have invited Janine on the show tonight.
Yes. Half of the crack research team.
Well, when we were talking about the I swear it's just a minor digression. Back to the Temptations for a minute. But there is an interesting anecdote that leads into the psychedelic period because Otis Williams and the Temptations wanted to record War, written by Norman Whitfield, and Berry Gordy said, no dice. You have to, you know, you will offend 50% of America. So they gave it to Edwin Starr, and it became a number one hit.
Yeah, so we just played that on the show a couple weeks ago.
I heard you play it, and it was great. So,
great song.
Again, lots of behind the scenes. I'm going to find... I'm sure Otis Williams has written a book, and I'm going to go find it and read it. So
that sounds cool. Well, we're going to not exactly just break off from the Motown thing. In fact, we're going to segue, because this show is like a Swiss watch.
Is it anything like my gifted Swiss Army knife?
Yes, very similar. We have been together for weeks, Bill, and yet we're totally in tune because it's Chaka Khan's birthday.
Ah!
She's 69, and you may recall that when she was nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, in my ignorance, I was like, hey, I like that song, tell me something good, but really? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Well, when I saw that it was her birthday, I decided I would read up, and yeah, she ought to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Unbelievable career. But because I'm so backward-looking and old, I'm probably going to play... what, you know, things from my era of Chaka Khan awareness, as opposed to her. She did a ton of stuff with Prince.
Yeah, I mean, so many contemporary singers cite her as a real influence.
Yeah.
I mean, in addition to a I mean, you know, I mean, you're up against some tough competition when you're in Chaka Khan's, you know, Mavis Staples and Aretha Franklin and whoever it was who sang with the Supremes.
Oh, that would be Diana Ross.
I'm as scatterbrained as they come.
Which is another bizarre segue. Watching Jeopardy the other night, two people answered Diana Ross to the question, who's this 95-year-old won the oldest to be nominated for a Grammy or something like that? And it was like, she's not 95, gosh. She's still in her 70s. You know?
What was the answer?
It was Tony Bennett.
Oh, Tony Bennett. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Anyway. Okay, let's play some Chaka Khan.
Absolutely.
We're going to end
I'm
the,
all on.
And the connection is, this is from Standing in the Shadows of Motown.
Oh.
And... it's her version of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, which we were just talking about.
That's right.
So, again, Swiss watch, anyone?
Happy birthday, Chaka Khan.
69. Got to find a way.
Do you good? told me that you love me, yeah.
Tell me something good.
Oh, baby, 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 yeah. Tell me that you like it, yeah.
Tell me something.
You're welcome for that earworm. That's hard to get out of your head. Mm-hmm. It's a great song. Happy 69th birthday, Yvette Marie Stevens, a.k.a. Chaka Khan.
Wow.
She, as I said, introducing the set, has had an amazing career. I couldn't even begin to start covering it. I could have played six songs from the last 15 years, but that would be so unlike me. so I encourage you to dig back into her catalog. We played songs that you probably, if you're a casual fan or ignorant fan such as me, were the ones you heard. We started with her cover of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On from the Standing in Shadows of Motown. And then two from her Rufus days, Once You Get Started and Tell Me Something Good. So happy birthday. Many more.
Do we remember much about Rufus? Who Rufus was?
Other than they had a couple of big albums.
I know,
but
I mean,
all because of her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's one of those things where it must have been a Big Brother in the holding company situation. Although she had her name in the title. But we'll do that research as well going forward and all of that. But it's 7:15. Big Mike is in the house early tonight for the Time Machine coming on at 8 o'clock. He'll be doing that. And so what we've got is plenty of music. I think we've done plenty of talking. So I'm going to part three of my three-week hiatus. And this is the other segment of two shows, first two shows that I saw at the Southgate House the weeks of first week in March and the second week in March, I think. A band I had not heard of, a friend of the show, and then I sneaked in to the Sanctuary from the Revival Room to see a woman that I had been intrigued with. So we're going to kick this off with Golden Shoals.
Did a little thumbing in Virginia. Lord, it was a real good time. I raised hell in Leesburg and rambled on a Winchester to see the ghost of Patsy Cline. My first tried a game, you hit a ganja. The second got me high on God. I walked around the bend and I found a couple friends and they got me there in no time at all. And there's coffee in the morning, whiskey in the evening, tobacco in the middle of the day. Laughing in the sunshine, crying in the nighttime, trying to sing my blues away. Virginia, the sweetest girl that ever could be. Then a goddess from Detroit came along and stole my heart, and I made a big old fool of me. I was driving up to Boston, Massachusetts, leaving Galax, Virginia behind. My liver prayed for mercy and my heart was even worse, cause he was busted up and broke down and crying. And there's coffee in the morning, whiskey in the evening, tobacco in the middle of the day. Laughing in the sunshine, crying in the nighttime, trying to sing my blues away. Oh, I spent a sunny month in Montana. I sowed a lot of seeds in the ground. Roots began to grow, but before they took a hold, I had to pack my grip and skip out of town. It was 2 days from Bozeman to Chicago, 1900 miles of rain. It was pouring from the sky and a gushing from my eyes, and it flooded up the Minnesota plain. And there's coffee in the morning, whiskey in the evening, tobacco in the middle of the day. Laughing in the sunshine, crying in the nighttime, trying to sing my blues away. And there's coffee in the morning, whiskey in the evening, tobacco in the middle of the day. Laughing in the sunshine, crying in the nighttime, trying to sing my blues away. Yodelay, oh, yodelay, ah, yodelay.
same dish, scarlet queens and vintage shiny things. Two sheets past the three is what they think they need. Faded like a waste, moving through the days. So what's another bite? Sink into the night. I take me for a ride on your motorcycle, feeling high than a motherfucker. Take me for a ride. Take me for a ride. Take me for a ride. Take me to the sleep at night. How do you sleep at night? How do you sleep at night? How do you sleep at night? How do you sleep at taken to the night. Take me for a ride on your motorcycle, feeling high on another lover. Take me for a ride. Take me for a ride. Take me for a ride. Take me to the night. I take me for a ride.
There you go. Two nights at Southgate House in early and mid-March. Started off with Golden Shoals, a duo of Amy Alvey and Mark Kilianski. Been around for a while, but they were around as Hoot and Holler. And as Amy told the story from the stage, I did not know that. They changed their name to Golden Shoals because there were other Hoot and Hollers in different kind of genres and things like that, and it became hard to differentiate themselves. And they said Shoals because of Muscle Shoals, and Golden because it was their favorite color. So if anybody else has a radio show called Blue Snakes and Banjos, we'll just change ours to Blue Shoals
and Holler
down the road. So either that or fight them in court, since we have high-powered legal counsel the studio.
Everywhere. We're real as a donut.
That was off the Reasons to Run album in 2017 when they were indeed Hoot and Holler. After that, a week later, I went to see one of our favorite folks that's been in the studio with us, Angela Purley of Columbus. We heard Here for You, a single that she put out last year, and talked to her for quite a while. She will be back in town in September with a great gig opening for Paul Thorne at Memorial Hall on a Thursday night, and hopefully we can entice her to come down a day early and join us on the show again. That was a great night, and it was only like 3 years ago that she and her then guitar player, Chris Connor. Man, have I gotten any names right tonight? I don't think so. Chris Connor came down, and we went over to the brew house afterwards. And just, I thought it was a lovely evening with Angela and Chris, both in the studio and at the restaurant. It was fun to get to know her. She, like as you can imagine, during the pandemic, struggled as a young indie musician. Said she ended up having to move in with her dad for a while. Took a job as a COVID tracker, and then, but she's, you know, working hard, lining up gigs again. So hopefully, good things coming for Angela Pearly down the road. While she was playing in the Revival Room, there was this band, actually now a following Angela Pearly dropping the Howlin' Moons from her band name to just go as solo Angela Pearly. Liz Cooper, who was around a few years ago as Liz Cooper and the Stampede, had done the same thing with her album last year, Hot Sass, billed only as Liz Cooper. And I had liked that first record that she put out because it's kind of a mix between Americana and psychedelic rock, of which Bob says she sounds like Melanie talking about motorcycles and roller skates. But she has an interesting backstory too. She had played college golf after being a amateur phenom growing up in the Baltimore area. After playing at Towson State, she put the clubs in the trunk, moved to Nashville to become a guitar player, and then during the pandemic, took off for Brooklyn. And just a real interesting, thoughtful woman of, I don't know, in her 20s still, making good music. So there we go. 7:32 on Wednesday, Bill Thompson and Bob Hust on Blue Snakes and Banjos. We've heard from Ray of Bridgetown. We've heard from Ernie of Westwood, and we have to pass along our condolences to our friend Lynn of Westwood, who is in the UK right now with her cousin Tracy.
Of Westwood,
who spends a lot of time here. Tracy's mother, Lynn's aunt, has passed away. We're sorry to hear that.
Yeah, really sorry to hear that.
And condolences from the show for that. So we look forward, hopefully, seeing them and in Boswell at Boswell's in 3 weeks, April 13th, from 6 to 8 p.m.
We will raise a glass.
That's right. We will indeed. So.
Okay. Well, we have a little bit of time left. Another birthday, David Olney, who is no longer with us. He passed away right before COVID back in 20 in the most dramatic fashion a singer-songwriter could ever pass away. He was playing with Scott Miller on stage, seated with his guitar, started into a song, stopped, said, "I'm sorry." His chin hit his chest, and he died.
That was it.
He didn't even drop his guitar.
Huh?
And Scott Miller had a great quote about it, saying he passed as gently as he lived or something like that. So, but David Olney, while a familiar name at the time when he passed away, I really didn't know that much about him and then spent some time learning about him. And his songs, he's one of those guys whose songs are more famous than he is. He's been covered, I guess is the right word. But his songs have been made famous by Emmylou Harris, Linda Ronstadt, Bap Kennedy, Steve Earle, Del McCurry, the list goes on. So in honor of what would have been his 76th birthday today, I thought I'd play a quick set of David Olney. So let's start with, what are we going to start with? This is Bap Kennedy, one of my favorites. He's also no longer with us, but Bap and Steve Earle were jam-alongs. And I think Steve introduced Bap to this only song called Saturday Night and Sunday Morning.
Hey, bedtime's road. I've been here before. I'll be here again, that's for sure. Saturday night, Sunday morning, the song has gone round and round. Saturday night, Sunday morning, a song will never let you down. I think I've lost a friend. There is no happy end. My heart is sinking like a stone. But I won't make a fuss. It's just the end of us. Maybe you should just go home. Saturday night, Sunday morning, the song is going round and round. Saturday night, Sunday morning, the song will never let you down.
I was ready for love, I was ready for the money, ready for the blood and ready for the honey, ready for the winning, ready for the bill, looking for the water from a deeper well. Found some love and I found some money, found that blood would drip from the honey, found I had a thirst that I could not quell, looking for the water from a deeper well. Well, looking for the water from a deeper well. Stayed on tight like a glove. So I ran with the moon and I ran with the night, and the three of us were a terrible sight. Nickel to the bottle, to the gun, to the cell, to the bottom of a hole or a deeper well. My trouble down a dead end trail, reaching a hand for a holier grave. Hey there, mama, did you carry that load? Did you tell your baby about the bend in the road? About the rebel yell, about the one that fell, looking for the water from a deeper well.
Proud. I wouldn't want her anyhow. She
She's as fine as Queen Anne's lace, but I knew her when. For she's traded all her pain for bright lights and chilled champagne. And I'm sure her newfound friends all think they know just where she's been. Yes, they think they know her well. All the stories I could tell. She's as fine as Queen Anne's lace, but I knew her when.
Spring, the air is filled with sweet perfume, and all along these streets the dogwoods bloom, and I remember how we used to be together. Now I think of you when dogwoods bloom. When you were by my side, this town was mine. I'm a stranger now, I'm feeling left behind. I miss the touch of you. No, there's not much that I can do these days when dogwoods bloom. Dogwoods blooming pink and white, all the pretty blossoms soft and light. Do you remember how we used to be together? Do I ever cross your mind when dogwoods bloom?
Is that song over?
No, the harp.
Ah, the harp outro.
We just squashed the harp outro, but that's all right. I'm not sure that was part of the original recording.
Gotcha.
Well, the original recording, yes, the original song. I got a feeling they were in the studio and the producer said, let's put some harp on that. But maybe not. So that was our little tribute for David Olney's birthday. The last cut you heard with the harp outro was Dogwoods, from his Touring Troubadours release. We started the set with Bap Kennedy's cover of Saturday Night and Sunday Morning from Lonely Street, followed up with Emmylou Harris's classic version of Deeper Well from Wrecking Ball, and then Del McCurry, one of my faves, doing Queen Anne's Lace on High, Lonesome, and Blue. David Olney, a man whose songs will live for a very, very long time.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was telling Bob that I saw him back in, I can't imagine, it might have been even back as far as the 90s when John Madden of Magus Productions was putting on shows above a bar called September's in Newport on Monmouth Street. And the shows that I remember there were David Olney came in, Steve Forbert, Maya Sharp, wonderful singer-songwriter, and David Lindley, which, Jackson Browne's side man for years and years and years. And those were all great shows. That was the only time I saw Olney. He's one of those guys that after I heard Emmylou sing Deeper Well, I wanted to know all about David Olney. So happy birthday. And it's a great goodbye story about how he did that on stage. No better way to go than that.
Other than to die laughing in your sleep.
That's right. Absolutely. So we're going to chat here for a few minutes. I'm going to go out when the night, when we get around to pushing the button for the last song with my Aretha Franklin, the last of my live music events. No, Aretha Franklin herself was not there. Unfortunately, she passed away about 3 years ago. But there was a tribute at Music Hall last weekend that was great. But first, we want to remind you of a few bookkeeping things. We need your support during the Spring Memberthon. Go to waifradio.org to become a member or write a check. And then mail it to WAIF-FM, 1434 East McMillan Street, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45206. And either place, put the words Blue Snakes and Banjos somewhere so we get credit for it. And we make new friends like the ones that we've made over the past year. One more time, our condolences to our good friend Lynn, who is in the UK with following the death of her aunt and the mother of her cousin Tracy, who is part of the weekly WWW crowd out in Westwood. And so Aretha Franklin, I had written a story for Cincinnati Magazine previewing this event, and so I was very excited to see it, and it was beyond my expectations. Four singers, along with the Cincinnati Pops, Shalia Adkisson, Blaine Krause, a CCM grad, by the way, Tamika Lawrence, and Coco Smith, three women and a guy, Emmy nominees, Grammy nominees, just a wonderful, wonderful program, and talking about stories that, in addition to Aretha being an influence in their life, but in their musical lives as well. But Blaine Krause, the CCM grad, told this great story that growing up, they would sing Aretha songs around the house. And he spent a lot of time with his grandmother, Aretha Williams. And somewhere along the line, Grandma Aretha married a man named Franklin. So all of a sudden, Blaine Krause had a grandmother named Aretha Franklin. And as you can imagine, if you're any kind of storyteller, you can have a lot of fun with a story like that. Special thanks to John Morris Russell, the conductor of the Pops, for shepherding this show into town. And it was just a great time. And Blaine Krause's favorite Aretha Franklin song, amazingly enough, was Paul Simon's Bridge Over Troubled Water. So we'll go out with Aretha Franklin's version of that tonight. It's great to be back with my buddy Bob, and I'll see you next week.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been too long, Bill. So we'll be back in the studio together next week in a few weeks after that, I think, until the big fundraiser on April 13th at Boswell's, where you can bring your checkbook and we'll bring our forms. And you can watch us flog our member-thons. And we're going to have a couple of beverages at the same time. And you get to be a member of the station and vote in September and be one of the cool kids. So it's just a great thing. And by the way, isn't the Best of Cincinnati coming out this week?
Oh, my gosh. We'll talk about our we'll see where
we
land.
Fourth place again?
We'll see how it goes.
We didn't flog that as much as we
normally do. No, not usually. COVID has wreaked havoc with our flow, you know, Bob.
It's the only possibility of us winning. But anyway, looking forward to it. Good to see you, Bill. We'll see you again next week.
Mm-hmm. I'll be here.
And until that time, as always, love one another. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.